Well, on Tuesday, the USDA released their latest supply and demand numbers, and there's been quite a bit of market chatter since then. Here to help us understand what's going on, Kim Anderson. Kim, what's going on with the market? Why are they interested in this report?
Well, the USDA released the first estimates of the 2011-12 marketing year, the supply and demand estimates for the crops. If you look at wheat, they projected the wheat production for the United States to be just over 2 billion bushels. Wheat ending stocks are expected to decline from 839 million bushels to 703 million. So semi-positive for wheat. If you look at world wheat production, 24.6 billion bushels compared to 23.8. And what you'd expect in the world, higher prices, more production. World ending stocks are expected to remain steady at 6.7 billion. Corn production at 13.5 billion, a record compared to 12.4 last year, and corn ending stocks increasing from 720 million up to around 900 million. Pretty negative for corn, semi-negative for wheat.
All right, so then how did the market react in terms of prices?
Well, with negative reports, you're going to get lower prices. Corn prices down about 30 cents. Wheat prices down about 50 cents. You know, you got the wheat price coming in around $8.73, or around $8.70, $8.75 on that Kansas City Board of Trade July contract.
All right. Now, also earlier this week, we had our first load of wheat delivered here in the state as harvest is getting ready to ramp up. How did that load look?
Yeah, people were pretty excited about that. The test weights were excellent, 61, 62 pounds. The protein was good, up around 13. The yields were slightly higher than expected in the low 20s. It's creating some optimism, and I spent some time down in southern Oklahoma this week, and I think that crop, boy, it's just a miracle that there's something there, but I think they're going to have a little bigger harvest than they earlier anticipated.
Right. Now, of course, this time last year, prices were pretty low at harvest, but then as we went into the year, they ramped up. But right now, we're seeing $8 wheat. Is it a situation producers should hold, or should they go ahead and sell it at price?
Well, it's a lot different. In last year during harvest, you know, we had prices anywhere from $2.98 to around $3.60. Not much hope for it going up a billion bushel carryover, so the producers tended to sell. I think they are to sell at least half of it on that $8 and maybe hold the other half as we get out into the fall.
Okay. Now, I guess finally today, there is a lot of concern about producers being able to meet those forward contracts they'd taken out on the good prices. What do they do from here?
Well, I think there's got to be some understanding of producers to the elevator's dilemma. You know, if something happens to the forward contract, there's going to be some big margin calls and it's going to put the elevators at risk. I think the producers need to start looking at settling those contracts, but not do it until they see they're not going to have enough wheat to meet the contract requirements.
All right. Good advice as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing expert.